Welcome to Pauly Malignaggi. From Brooklyn to the world.
Proudly representing his hometown of Brooklyn, New York.
Pauly Malignaggi takes you inside the ring and beyond.
I'm definitely far from shy. We're going to be ranting about a lot of stuff. Not just about boxing. I'm opinionated on life in general. Many sports topics and politics.
Pauly doesn't hold back.
The two-time world champion, Pauly the Magic Man.
Pauly Malignaggi, Peter Cards, Brooklyn to the world, and yet another episode. And folks, I made it this time. Hella high water, through USADA or not, this week, no one was going to stop me from being here live in studio with my guys, with Seth and Pete.
The show must go on.
It sure does.
How's the urine? Everything's good?
Everything's good, yeah. The USADA did what they had to do with me, and it took enough time to where they cost me being here live last week, but we made it happen, and I'm proud of you guys. Everybody give them a round of applause to the guys on the show. Guys, a round of applause to Peter and Seth. So that's what we do.
I just followed Pete's lead.
Yeah.
We held it down.
Yeah, a little bit.
Job.
Do hella high water, though. Bro, talk about the traffic on the way here.
Oh, my God.
What is it with New York City? It's becoming like L.A., bro. What's going on over here?
You should have took the train, man. They could have shot you in the train.
We should have took the train, but Peter doesn't believe in trains. He's too big. He's too big of a deal for the train. A
little bit.
Who's too big of a deal for the train? New York City Transportation System. Who's
Mayor Bloomberg used to take it.
I always am amazed where Peter would rather sit two times, rather take double the time.
I take the train every day. Yeah, he's got seven Secret Service guys next to him. He makes like he's an everyday person. I take the train every day.
Who's going to attack you? What are you worried about?
No, it's not about that. You said Bloomberg. He's a jerk off.
Bro, you make like it's taking the train in 1982. It's taking the train in 2015. Trains are different in 2015.
I'd rather my mother walk in while I'm blowing Pauly than take the fucking
already.
Please.
Oh.
Fuck out.
Oh, language over here. Oh.
I'm blushing.
I'm in a good mood today.
I can tell.
No, seriously. What? Who doesn't take the train? Who would rather sit and take twice the amount of time to get here and sit in their car than take half the time, sit in an air-conditioned train and get here quick? And you know what? From Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, it's one train here. You don't even have to make a... You don't even got to get off the train and make a... What are they called? A transition? What are they called?
It's called a transfer.
A connection.
Mental midget.
A transfer.
He's had a few fights.
And he's a train guy. Yeah.
He's had a few fights. Leave him alone.
You don't even got to make a transfer. You just take one train. Who's better than you? You're actually probably getting here in a third of the time.
Yeah.
You see that traffic we sat in today? I wanted to shoot myself, dude.
Half of the traffic was for you.
I don't care what it was.
Yeah.
We had to pick up my jewelry.
Yeah.
We had to pick up an extra piece of jewelry today. You can see.
A nice piece.
Picked up a nice Turnagria. Yellow gold, because I have to add to my yellow gold collection, because yellow gold's like in style right now, Seth. So, you know, all
bringing
my white gold
back.
And all my white gold and like platinum stuff, you know, right now, it's got to stay in the drawer. You know, it's got to take a backseat to the yellow gold, which is cool until it comes back, and then I can pull it back. You know,
shelf it.
So luckily for me, I can afford all kinds of jewelry. And we're good.
That's good.
I like that watch too, man.
Yeah, I like it too. Azad. Yeah. Azad watches the best.
The best.
They sponsor me. The best. Unlike Pizza Daytona he's wearing right now.
Boom.
He's got the boom Daytona.
I got a Citizen I like because it works with the light and the sun.
Oh, that's Eli Manning.
Is it?
Yeah.
Citizen.
Yeah.
That's why. Two-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah. That's what you're doing. Boom. we don't discriminate. All kinds of watches over here. I'm Pauly Malignaggi, Peter Cards, Brooklyn to the world. And I mean some pistachios I picked up along the way. You got a snack on stuff.
You're eating nuts.
Well, yeah. Yeah. You can say that.
You like nuts in your mouth.
what the thing about pistachios is? You know the thing about pistachios is? You got to peel them before you eat them, right? So, like, unless you buy the
shelled.
You already shelled.
Yes.
You already shelled. There's a probable vocabulary.
Transition with the
that's
shells.
That's why we have Seth, the smart guy here, you know? So you sometimes you get the shelled ones and you pay like $5 extra for the shelled pistachios.
And this way you're burning calories while you're opening.
I'm not paying the $5 extra for the shelled pistachios, but every once in a while I get one that's already shelled inside the package. They're shellless. So I feel like I'm beating the system. If I get enough of them and this package that are like this one right here. You see like this one? See? Oh, he's already shelled.
Nice.
And he just
shellless.
I just eat him. You know what I mean?
It's like,
I beat
shelled,
the system.
Right?
I feel like I beat the system in that way.
Does it taste any different?
No. It feels like it tastes better just because I beat the system.
You worked less to get to it.
Yeah, and I didn't pay the extra $5.
Boom.
You know what I mean? Like you literally pay like an extra $5 in New York City to get shelled pistachios as opposed to non-shelled pistachios.
You like the two guys?
It's
that
part of the racket
from,
they run in this city.
You like the two
everything's
guys
a racket
that escaped from jail?
Oh, leave
you'd
those
beat,
guys alone.
You beat
Come
the
on.
System for a few weeks.
What I want to know is, how did they end up in a shootout? Like, where did these guys get guns?
They robbed them. Wherever they were, there was all cabins all over the place.
They're criminals. They know how to get things. That's
buddy,
their job.
Get out of here. Maybe you guys are two morons, but me, if I escape jail, I'm not going anywhere near guns, people. I'm not going anywhere near anybody. Where'd they get guns? They robbed them. Those guys didn't have any guns on them. That was made up. Get out of here.
It was all cabins.
Yeah, all cabins. They they're getting guns in cabins.
People store their
stuff.
Yeah,
people.
Listen.
Get out of here. Those guys had no guns. The cops shot them and then said they were armed. Are you kidding me?
I hear you, but listen to me.
It's possible.
Come on, bro.
But listen
think
to me.
Put yourself in that
Regardless,
situation.
Okay.
Put yourself in that
Why
situation.
They,
you're
no going
to go any near any civilization that could recognize you. You're going to go into somebody's house. You're looking across the border is what you're looking to do.
Cross the border?
Yeah.
They're going to cross the border. Wanted criminals. Wanted criminals are going to cross the border.
They're not going to cross the border. They're going to stay in the states where they're going to stay in the states where they're wanted instead of trying to cross the border. What are we kidding? Am I out of my mind for thinking they want to cross the border?
You can't get into Canada. Are you retarded?
You try to sneak into Canada, moron.
You sneak in.
You guys got to be kidding me.
You go in a trunk. You know, I sneak
everybody
in.
Everybody at home.
In a trunk where the lady left them. She was supposed to be
you're
their getaway
on
car.
Foot. Moron, you're on foot. That means if you're on foot, you don't go to the toll lane and say, you know what, I'm coming into Canada. You sneak in through the woods, moron. That's what you do.
Obviously, that didn't work out.
Or you get a fake ID or something. Didn't. You know somebody get a passport.
ID, another one.
He got
ID.
His older brother's ID.
So you I get buy beer.
A fake ID means communication with civilization. You don't want any communication with civilization.
Listen to me for one second.
Oh, go ahead. Go for it.
All right, genius?
I'm eating my spectacular. Everybody at home knows I'm right. All you guys on Twitter listening to me right now, Just tweet us this week. Let us know who you agree with. If you escape jail in upstate New York, you're not going to try to get to Canada? You're not going to try to cross the border? What, are you going to stay in the States? As a wanted criminal, you're going to stay in the United States of America? No, you're going to try to cross the border like all other criminals try to cross the border.
They can do Face-Off, like the movie Face-Off.
Whatever they do.
Get that surgery.
With Travolta and Christian Slater. Whatever happened to Christian Slater?
Nicolas Cage.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Christian Slater.
He was close.
What are we talking about? Face-Off?
That was Broken Arrow. That was Broken Arrow.
Travolta and Slater.
Yeah.
Bro, what am I? I'm not out of my mind. I knew Travolta and Slater.
You're out of your mind.
I knew Travolta and Slater did
All right,
a movie together.
Let me just
whatever happened to Christian Slater? No joke. Now that we're on the subject,
he had some issues. He had some problems. He came back. He went back. I don't know.
Really?
You know?
He was pretty good though.
I have to Google
has
it.
Problems in LA.
Everybody Google it. Let us know what happened to Christian Slater.
No joke. Everybody has problems in LA, but Christian Slater like disappeared.
Yeah,
like that's like a different kind of problem when you're just out of Hollywood.
He fell off. People fall off. It happens.
Yeah. Can I say something?
You fall off the wagon?
Fuck Christian Slater. I'm trying to say something.
What?
The whole plan was for
again.
The plan.
This guy's back on the escape comics. So
you guys
let it go.
Let me talk.
Go ahead. Go.
The fat broad. The white trash broad with
the
blonde hair? The whole thing was for them supposedly to kill her husband.
Again, you believe everything you read. They killed her husband too now. They're getting out of jail and they're committing 100 crimes.
Listen.
Buddy, they're looking to go somewhere where nobody finds them. They're not looking to commit any crimes. They're not looking to do it. I promise you, all that was bullshit.
All right.
All the things the media wrote was all bullshit propaganda.
That's all.
You escape jail, you're trying to go real on the low, real on the lamb, and you're trying to go real quietly.
That's all fine and dandy.
All that was bullshit. They weren't trying to kill the lady's husband. I don't care what anybody tells me and what anybody wrote in the newspapers. Go ahead.
All right, Beetlejuice, can I go?
Continue with your bullshit.
That's all fine
spit
and dandy.
Spit all into this microphone. Look,
I know. You're all over this place.
Filth muck.
This guy's spitting nuts everywhere.
You guys got me all emotional and shit.
Either
I can't
way.
Only take
right,
so much
wait.
Stupidity out of the
Shut
human population
the
every day.
Fuck up.
Go ahead. Go.
You sound like Broner.
Go ahead.
Jesus Christ. No,
leave AB alone. Leave AB alone. Come on. He's
listen,
been off
give AB a chance.
Yes. Either way, the plan was she was the getaway driver. Whatever
no,
the plan
that
was.
Know. That you're right.
So now you get out of a prison through a fucking manhole.
Yeah, and you're on your own. I know.
You're on your own.
Yeah.
So now it's freaking frack looking at each other like, okay, now what do we do?
Yeah.
So now you have obviously no money. Mm-hmm. no food, mm-hmm. no water. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? These cabins that I was talking about, mm-hmm. you break in. People store stuff mm-hmm. over there because it's all woods.
Mm-hmm. Woods.
You can't rob a car mm-hmm. to drive anywhere mm-hmm. unless you have a piece or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the story mm-hmm. supposedly was they would break into a cabin every night or every other night to mm-hmm. try to find stuff, try to find food.
But maybe. If you believe that, I got a bridge like by the East River over there. I got two of them actually, the Manhattan and the Brooklyn
That's
Bridge.
A great idea.
I got two bridges.
You know what the problem is?
Great idea. You know, Showtime can make a movie about the criminals, and you guys can play the criminals.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
You know what the problem is?
Not playing the bullshit role. I'm going to play the real role. No, like, if I escape jail, I'm not looking to break into anything. Yeah, listen,
come on,
I agree.
It's a movie.
The lady should have been there. She was supposed to pick them up. She didn't pick them up. Now you got to figure stuff out. You're not breaking into anything. You're trying to avoid civilization. You're trying to avoid civilization.
Only Rambo could survive in those.
You kill a boar.
Which is why they didn't survive. They didn't survive, Slaw. That's the whole point.
They were 3 weeks. They were still three blocks from the fucking jail.
I know. Exactly.
So, they were still on the surveillance camera.
I'm mad at the lady.
Look, they're still over there. Look at
that. I'm mad at the lady. You know why I'm mad at the lady?
She's a retard.
If she changed her mind, she could have at least left them the car.
Right.
So they could at least try to go somewhere. Because then make this chase interesting. Because I'm all about, like, the excitement.
I wanted the guys to be free.
No, I don't know. Well, you know what?
She had no integrity.
I don't know if they deserve to be free. I don't know if they deserve to be free or anything.
She's not a woman of her word.
But I want to see the chase. I want to see, like...
OJ
you know,
chase. You want to see
no,
how...
No, not the OJ chase. I want to see... If you put
that
them in a
the
position
worst
to
chase,
that was, are you kidding
it was
me?
Boring.
That was like
the Knicks
they weren't in a they were never in a position to win, is what I'm saying. Like if give you give them a getaway car, they have a chance to win, and then you make the cops actually work for it.
So give them some props for
and
getting out.
And then we'll see who's better. Like then we'll see who's better: the cops better or the criminals better. It's like a game for me,
like
a
in Titanic.
Give us a chance to live.
Cops have more resources. I mean, it's not a fair fight. I mean, come on.
But with no car, they never had a shot.
Hey, we couldn't find Bin Laden for 10 years. I mean,
but he was a billionaire though.
Yeah. He actually was across a lot of borders. Yeah. Like these guys were in New York State still. Yeah, I mean, it's different.
And those guys happen to all look alike over there. You notice that? Did you notice his crew? They all looked alike. Yeah. And then even Saddam Hussein, didn't he have like 8 like lookalikes?
Yeah,
like set up
Imbret.
Stun doubles,
potentially Imbret.
Stun doubles,
yeah,
maybe.
No, stun doubles. They were stun doubles. No joke.
Really? Like my cousin,
like Leslie Nielsen.
They're inbreds. They sleep with each other's cousins.
Yeah. While he's in the police station. Yeah.
Oh man, where are we going?
Some of them do.
No, but no joke. I mean, all those guys had stunt doubles. Gaddafi had stunt doubles. Bin Laden had stunt doubles. Saddam Hussein had stunt doubles.
But someone as good looking as me doesn't have a stunt double.
There's only God made you. He threw away the mold. Thank God. He
broke that shit.
Yeah. It was just you, buddy.
There's only one Peter Kartz.
Yeah.
Petey Podcast.
One is enough, buddy.
Safaraza.
Speaking of Gaddafi, you know I'm partially alive, as fucked up as it sounds. I'm partially alive because of Gaddafi.
That's an interesting story.
Yeah. Oh, you want to get into this right now?
Speak on it.
Yeah.
You speak on it. So, when I was a kid, I mean, when my mom was a kid, if anybody that doesn't know, I'm going to give you a little history lesson. Italy, before World War II, had Ethiopia and Libya as colonies that belonged to the country of Italy. You know? As part of World War II, when it ended, the German country was split into East and West Germany. And Italy lost its African colonies. It lost Ethiopia and it lost Libya. But a lot of Italians remained there. So, being that a lot of Italians were still in Libya, my grandfather at a certain time when he was married with kids, you know, was looking for work, and there was more work available in Libya. You know, it was an independent country at this point, but there was a lot of Italians still remaining there. So he took the family to Libya, started working there. And everything was good. Everything was fine. You know, he was making good money. My grandfather told me he would have probably stayed there. But Gaddafi came to power and kicked everyone out. Everybody had to leave, like, overnight. Like, literally. And if you had any money there, or if you had any cars there, whatever, or homes, you lost everything.
Wow.
My grandfather said, luckily, he had sent some money back to Italy. But he said there were Italian people that lost everything there. Oof. You know, they had everything. They had to leave overnight. Because otherwise, Gaddafi would have killed everybody and overtook everything. Which he overtook everything. So, my mom was a kid at that time. My mom was, like, 10, 11, 12. My mom would have never met my dad. If they don't go back to Sicily, my parents never meet.
There'd be no Brooklyn to the world.
There'd be no Brooklyn to the world. There'd be no Paulie Malignaggi. So in an indirect way, as crazy as it sounds, as nutty as it sounds, I'm partially alive today because Muammar Gaddafi.
That's like 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
You're right there with
Isn't that
Gaddafi.
Crazy? It's pretty wild.
Should send him an email or something.
No, he's dead.
Oh.
And you know what?
Too bad.
He did a lot of bad things, so I'm not exactly feeling bad for him.
So your family went there for work.
Yeah. My father made believe he was going for work and was there to sell drugs.
Libya? Really?
And Africa. I don't know where he went.
Your dad sold drugs in Africa?
Well, you would get them from there.
Peter's father was a bit of a entrepreneur. They have on the wrong side of the law, though. You
there's
know?
A lot of opiates.
Yeah?
Like, even like in, like they say in Afghanistan, is like the opiate capital of the world.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not into opiates.
You should
even
be.
The Vietnamese Ooh. Weren't opiates. I heard a lot of the a lot of the American soldiers used to do that opiate stuff.
You know, I'm into DraftKings.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Are we gonna do a DraftKings plug right now?
I want to do.
It's always it's never a bad time.
I want to do a golf one.
A golf one. Look at this week. Speaking of golf, this crazy psychotic prick. Speaking of golf, this guy makes fun of my friend Gaby, our friend Gaby. Because he bets games that people don't care if they're wearing cleats on their feet or not. Okay? That's what he says. He said Gaby finds a game on the computer. It's not even on American television. He doesn't know if they're wearing cleats on their feet even. And he bets it just to bet it.
It's true.
He makes fun of Gaby, but then he'll go, what'd you bet? The U.S. Open golf? The American Open? What are they called? I don't even
US Open.
He bets. Yo, we never watched a day of golf in our life.
He won it, though.
I barely watch mini golf. I barely do mini golf. I don't watch mini golf. I don't watch any golf. He bets Jordan. What did Jordan?
Jordan Spieth.
Is it the Spieth best or Spieth?
Spieth.
What, six to one? Right?
Something eight to one. He hits it. Yeah. This guy hits it.
He's the best golfer in the world.
I'll tell you, bro.
He's 21 years old. He won two majors this year alone.
That's a good bet.
Come on.
That's a good bet. You didn't
Why is that a good bet? Why was that a good bet? Only because looking back, you won. Going into it, how was it a good bet? Nobody's ever won two majors in the same year. Right?
Good point. But it's worth a shot. You got good odds.
Anybody has a shot.
That was like betting American Pharoah win the Triple Crown. How many people could have won the Triple Crown before that?
Hasn't been won in, what, 30-something years? 37 years?
But
they did it. So this year, we had a guy win the two majors in the same year, golf. And we had a horse win the Triple Crown. What else is this world going to come to in 2015? That's what I want to know. What's going to happen?
I know Paulie's going to win on August 1st.
Woo! I was just going to get that. Yeah. Wow. You took the words out of my mouth. You ruined it.
Fucking guy, Seth. I wondered why they have him here. Now I
was going to say all the wacky things that are happening this year.
That's
going to get to it.
That's not even wacky, though. That's well, going to happen.
And most people, not wacky.
Some people think it is.
In most people's eyes, it's wacky.
Yeah, okay. They'll see.
That's
they'll see.
Wild. We're gonna do a DraftKings break or what?
Yeah.
Because Peter, have you thrown anything on DraftKings? Do they have golf on DraftKings?
They have golf.
They do.
That's what I'm saying.
They do. So you're doing Jordan Spieth on
a no.
Matter of fact,
Spieth.
You know, we're on Play It. You know, that's where our podcast
and
is.
He's apparently a gangster, this old Jordan Spieth. He's Spieth.
He's a gangster. Yeah? He's
a gangster golfer?
He's like...
Yeah.
I like that.
He's like really
He's
legit.
The John Gotti of golf.
The man. John Gotti of golf.
Kidding me? You two majors in the same year. You're like the Al Capone of golf.
Right. It's it hasn't been done since 1926. The kid's 21 years old.
It's crazy. Like,
it hasn't been done since Al Capone was alive.
Tiger didn't do it?
No. Tiger did it, but not at that age.
Oh, okay.
So he did it. So
Tiger wasn't much older.
So what are you saying? It hasn't been done since 1926. It has been done.
No, not at that age. He's 21 years old. Tiger did it, I think he was 23 or 24. Hmm. And now the British Open is coming up.
You bet him again? Let it ride.
I would take a chance.
Why not?
But again, that's...
The odds will probably be a little lower.
That's going like, what is it, a Grand Slam? Right?
It doesn't happen.
But again, our golf vocabulary. Guys at home, if any of you watch golf, you got to help us out with our golf terminology. We're not on point.
I'm not a golfer by any means.
I'm still trying to learn how to pronounce this guy's last name.
It's like the Masters, U.S. Open, British Open.
Right.
That means an Australian Open, maybe?
And then there's something else.
There's one more. The PGA...
Something like
that. I don't know.
There's a freaking driving range right by the house. I didn't know that.
You guys should start golfing.
Where?
In
Brooklyn?
In Mill Basin, yeah.
Well, there's a golf course by Dyke Park.
No,
have you guys ever played golf?
No.
I played mini golf.
You never played regular golf?
Mini golf is for
mini golf
kids.
Is mini golf. Yeah, but it counts. That's golf, bro.
It doesn't count.
It's not golf.
Mini golf is still golf. It wouldn't be called mini. The word golf wouldn't be in it if it wasn't called mini. If it wasn't something to do with golf. Listen. You ever see Happy Gilmore? If he didn't know how to putt, where did he go? He took.
What about
Apollo Creed? Took him. Apollo Creed took Happy Gilmore to the mini golf place.
Apollo Creed's name was Chubbs.
Chubbs took Happy Gilmore to the mini golf place to teach him how to putt. No joke.
Yeah.
You guys seen the movie, no?
Yes.
Took,
what about what he said?
He took Happy to the
to find his
place.
Happy place.
He has to learn how to putt. Before he found his happy place, he had to learn how to putt, bro.
And he got
so there's a skill you learn for real golf in mini golf. So don't
putting.
Call me
it's
mini
one,
golf.
It's only one part of golf. Okay,
it's going, very important, yeah, though. Because like Happy found out he couldn't win without knowing how to putt.
You got to putt. Exactly. Putt's important. Putting is
unless you plan on getting a hole in one every time.
He had driving down.
Unless you plan on getting a hole in one every time, you're gonna have to work.
What about when he goes?
Field.
What about he goes?
It's like 10 other clubs in the bag, though. You know what, I mean?
What about when he goes? Yeah, you're a pretty big guy. You ever play football? He goes, nah. He goes, I couldn't get my mama to sign the permission slip. She said it'd be a little too rough for me. And he had a wooden hand from the alligator. He goes, good call.
So DraftKings.
Yeah.
You playing?
I'm want to do the golf one.
Yeah, we got to talk about baseball too.
You're gonna talk. You're gonna put the code in, right? The promo code, right?
Yeah, Paulie M.
Paulie M.
P-A-U-L-I-E-M.
And last night, a New Jersey player, Mike Trout, beat the Yankees by himself. Made two awesome catches. I think he had a home run or something. I don't know.
Mike Trout's raised in Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, cool. He represents Jersey.
You forget sometimes because
the Yankees missed him by one spot in the draft. They wanted him. They missed him by one spot. Yeah.
Wow, that kid's a beast.
He would have been a beast in New York, especially he's from the East Coast already.
Yeah.
See, I don't like to make accusations with all the steroids in baseball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The way Trout is built, he's never come up on anything, right? Because he's just a big kid.
No. And he's actually spoke. He speaks out against it. But then so did Rafael Palmeiro.
But
it's harder to cheat now with the drug testing they have in baseball. Like, if you're producing big numbers in baseball nowadays, you know, you're probably pretty legit. It's a lot harder to cheat. Like, they're really clamping down on it. Unlike boxing.
He's like a big kid, man. That kid.
But what the hell
is
A-Rod doing? And now he's clean and he's hitting better than he has in the last 5 years? It doesn't make any sense.
A-Rod is.
I think there's less pressure on him.
What?
Yeah, I think there's less.
And he's not playing the field, so is it no more bending down, aches and pains?
Yeah, the old guy.
That's
doesn't
a big
have
deal
to
too.
Play
I think.
Field.
I agree.
Not playing the field, you know,
especially at a hot corner.
And A-Rod would be a good pickup for a DraftKings. Probably get a good price on him.
Mm-hmm. But you see, use the promo code Paulie M.
You see,
P-A-U-L-I-E-M.
Yes.
Guys, if you're gonna play DraftKings, use my promo code, please, so you guys can at least get some savings. I'm looking out for you guys.
Brett Gardner.
P-A-U-L-I-E-M.
And take Brett Gardner, too. Guy's batting like 500 in the last 10 games. Yeah, on fire.
Crazy. I remember when Brett Gardner used to just pinch run.
Yeah.
Now he's in 500 in the last 10 games. Yeah.
If he could bump.
Remember, you used to just bring him on just if you got on first base and then you wanted the guy to run for you?
Oh, he's the fastest guy in the majors.
Was one of them, yeah.
He's right up there.
They actually have a minor league kid who can't hit, but he walks a lot. He's got 50 stolen bases this year already.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they bring him up.
See,
what
happens when you start drug testing? You bring an old school baseball back, guys, stealing bases and stuff.
Dropping them down, moving runners over.
What about the kid? I mean, I hate the Mets, but what about that kid?
Yeah, he debuts, he pitches eight innings, goes 3-for-3, and has 4 RBIs.
Why do you hate the Mets?
I don't hate him.
I know. I just, you know what it is?
What the hell? What's the kid's name? I can't remember.
Mats.
Yeah, Mats.
Steven Mats.
Paulie, he's a pitcher.
Dude,
he pitches 8 innings.
Wait,
and he's
he
the first
played,
guy
no.
to have 4 RBIs in the first game as a Met. He's a pitcher.
Wow, that's awesome.
He played with my brother-in-law Anthony.
Played. So you told me that.
Yeah, he played high school.
You said the catcher from the Yankees.
Yeah, that's
J.R. Murphy. Whatever his name is. Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah, they played together also. But Matt's is friends with my brother-in-law. They played, I think, in a travel.
When they play interleague, they should use him as a DH. The kid was batting 300 in the minors as a pitcher.
No, but you know what I like about
Nobody else
kid?
Can hit on the Mets.
Exactly. You know what I like about the kid for his first start, obviously. It's a lot of pressure. He comes out, he gives up a home run first batter.
First he threw the ball over to backstop or something, first pitch, and then he gave up a home run. Brandon Phillips.
And then after that, he shuts it down.
Yeah. He said it relaxed him.
But you get the jitters out, I guess, right? Think about composure. You know what I mean? You're
150
starting,
people there to see him play too.
Starting pitcher on your first start in the majors for the Mets, and you're sitting there. Your first batter, you give up a home run.
You lost him.
You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, he just comes out and shuts it down and pitches 8 innings or 7 2/3.
Yeah, whatever.
Sometimes you got to get your emotions under control.
Five hits.
And he went 3-for-3 with 4 RBIs.
Sometimes
he had his whole family there.
Yeah, he went 3-for-3. He was
first guy ever to have 4 RBIs in the first.
He had more hits than the rest of the lineup.
That's pretty beast, though.
Yeah, Mets lineup's terrible.
Hopefully it's not being his luck, though, for him, no?
No, I mean, listen, he's not going to be a hitter, but he's known to have good stuff. You know what I heard is that in college he had Tommy John's and he missed, like, 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he missed, like, 2 years. The Tommy John surgery.
Let's just start giving those kids, like, 8 years old. Just give them Tommy John, get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's getting it now because they pitch all year round. Back in the day, these athletes used to play all the sports in high school. Mm-hmm. Every athlete we grew up watching in the 70s and 80s played basketball, baseball, football. They all played everything. Now the kids are specializing. Yeah. They're wrecking their arms. Yeah. That's got to be it. What else could it be? Is it the water? I don't know.
I agree. Got to be something.
Yeah.
Well, I love how old school people... These guys nowadays couldn't hold a candle. Babe Ruth used to pitch complete games every day.
Like it's a bunch of fat white guys.
And hit the ball 500 feet. I'm like, and he was drunk. What if Randy Johnson, 6'10", was whipping 102-mile-an-hour fastball by his drunk fat ass? Would he be hitting the ball?
Good point.
Exactly. Oh, are you kidding me? He would crush the ball. Nowadays, he would crush the ball.
You know what's the old freaking nature from the old days?
It's all old school people in general.
Nolan Ryan. He was a freaking nature.
Oh, yeah. Nolan Ryan was great.
I think Nolan Ryan was clean.
That's a good question. It wasn't illegal back then, actually, right?
Pretty well.
I think Reggie Jackson probably juiced.
Even in the old days,
it's hard to differentiate.
But it wasn't illegal either. They could do whatever they wanted to.
Of course, no. But even in the old days, you know what?
Schwarzenegger was all juiced up.
Like Bo Jackson, you ever wonder, like, that guy was a freak.
I think Bo was just a freak, but you never know.
You want to believe that? Like, yeah. I'd love to believe. But that. Even, I was a fan.
Can I go?
Go for it. Go.
Sorry, man.
Pete, call the teacher. Calls Pete. Pete.
Thank you. Even in the old days, like the Gehrigs and them, they said that they always took like speed.
Yep.
You know, that was like a common thing for
amphetamines, right?
Barbiturates.
Yeah.
Let's just give them a little
take
boost.
Take a pill. Yeah. Just boost them up, and they should just get
like,
hype.
Well, like John Jones.
Hammered. You got to understand, these guys were big drinkers. They loved it.
I heard Joe Namath was a big drinker.
Joe Namath, freaking, what was the story? A friend of ours told us a story, right?
Friend of ours.
Yeah. So he tells us a story about, he's an old school guy. He tells us a story about how he wasn't a betting guy, but he's out at this club a long time ago, and he's out, and Joe Namath is there. It's a Saturday night. Joe Namath is drinking like a fish. He's got to play the next day, and he's got women all over him. God only knows how many he slept with that night, how many times.
He's going in and out of the bathroom.
He's going, he's going in and out of the bathroom. God only knows, you know.
So this guy has an epiphany.
So this guy goes, I don't bet at all. I don't gamble.
He has an epiphany in his mind. He goes, like, this guy's got a game tomorrow.
I'm going to put 5,000 on the other team.
In the late 60s, early 70s, by the way.
That's a lot of money. That's like $50,000 today.
There's no way this guy's going to get up tomorrow morning.
He's gonna get hammered. He's gonna, you know, gonna get. He's not gonna be able.
There's no
to perform,
way man. He's gonna be able to be, you know, good tomorrow and play. The guy Namath went out and threw
had like a record-setting day.
400
The guy was sick. The guy's still sick telling you the story. Like it just happened yesterday. That's how sick he was. Yeah. Okay. He said he went out and had like some kind of record-setting day, over 300 yards passing, over like 4 touchdown passes, something crazy. The Jets won easy, and like he's still sick to this. It's been 50 years, bro. Yeah. The guy's still sick about that game.
First of all,
game probably set that guy back for a couple years.
You know? because it hurts me. Just hearing the story.
You know? Yeah.
Especially when you're not a gambler. Well, that's you think you see something, which I don't blame the guy, you know.
Speaking of gambling, what about that fight, man? I saw what you tweeted about it.
Which one?
The Bradley fight.
Oh man.
Well, are you ready to get into that?
I think we have to.
We have to. We have no choice. That's something you gotta talk about.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh my
god. Go for it.
I watched it again this morning.
What do you think of Pat Russell, Pete? I mean, Before that actually happened, what did you think of Pat Russell as a referee?
How old is he?
He's about 112 years old.
I'm gonna Google him.
Yeah,
let's see how old he is.
He's like 108, I think.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere around there. Yeah.
Around that.
He's
Pat Russell.
Yeah.
I thought I heard the bell. Was no bell? Yeah. I didn't hear no bell.
Unbelievable, right? Unbelievable.
Listen, the guy. The whole time, I was noticing a few times in the fight. They were fighting outdoors, beautiful weather, you know, it was in L.A. His hair kept going, like, with the wind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kept getting, like, the spikes, even though he doesn't have spikes.
Yeah.
Nice hair for 108, yeah.
Yeah. No, he does have a nice head of hair for 108. The guy belongs in a nursing home. He needs a warm cup of milk and graham crackers. Mm-hmm. That's what he needs. He should be playing bingo and just hanging out, living life.
R28?
Huh?
I was doing a bingo call.
Yeah. R28.
Oh, I hit it! Did they say R?
Because he couldn't hear the bell. He probably wouldn't hear the fucking bingo numbers either, this guy. How do you do that? This is where boxing becomes like a joke. It's a mockery.
Yeah.
I agree.
Make a mockery of the thing.
Every other sport has fit athletic referees.
Yeah. Like how? In soccer, you got to run back and forth. You got to be in really good shape.
Hockey, they're skating with the players.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're padded up too because they might get hit with a fucking puck.
Yep. I agree.
This guy is literally, what is he, 80 something years old?
I'm trying to find out. Can't even find it.
He's got to be in his 80s. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what's even funny? Well, first of all, no, the fight's over. Jesse Vargas starts running. Oh. It was a great fight. Listen, Jesse was losing.
But Jesse thinks he got a knockout. Jesse, rightfully so, in that position, any fighter thinks he
got
a knockout.
What else are you going to do? He runs to the corner. He jumps on the ropes. And the guy, stopped it.
Your opponent's clearly hurt.
67.
What?
That's what it says.
Yeah, okay.
He's been repping pro bouts since 1983. After 20 years, he should probably retire. I don't know, right?
Yeah. He's 83. He's not 67, dude.
That's what it says.
There's no way he's 67.
It's like a Cuban
67-year-old Russell.
Yeah, he's lying about his age, dude. 67.
He might be. That's what it says. Google's never wrong.
Anyway, the guy does not belong on that setting.
You hear the same knock every round, right?
He's every
that same
round.
Since 1983. He heard it
11 more times before that.
It doesn't sound like a bell at all, right? There's no. That's why they do two different sounds, right?
Correct. It's two pieces of wood. Right. And then there's ding.
Yeah.
It's two pieces of wood they use.
Can I put my input in this?
Oh, please. Because I'm going to.
You are the.
I agree. I've had some people on Twitter being like, oh, it wouldn't have made a difference in the result. It wouldn't have. It doesn't matter.
But you took away that chance.
And then, you know what? Those people that are saying that on Twitter, you're a moron. You're a fucking moron. Because that doesn't go take away from the fact that it's principle. It's principle that you have to referee the correct way. And how do you know? How do you know it wouldn't have made a difference? It probably wouldn't have made a difference. But guess what? That last 10 seconds of the fight was going to be the best 10 seconds of the whole fight. Because it's not like the fight was a barn burner. So you took away the best 10 seconds of the whole fight, number one. And you took away a chance for both guys to show some, for Jesse to show some finishing effort, and for Bradley to show some survival instincts.
Correct.
I want to know those answers. I want to know if those guys can pull those things off. Okay? So listen, moron. It does make a difference. Bradley probably survives the round anyway.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take away from the fact that it's a huge mistake. A huge mistake. It is incomprehensible. If your best friend runs a Fortune 500 company for you, if he's not capable of running it, you don't give him the job. Doesn't matter how nice of a guy he is or whatnot. Same thing, Pat Russell, I'm sure his friends in the commission, whatnot. It doesn't matter. You have to be able to do the job correctly. Boxing is the only sport that does this. They just keep guys there just because they're buddies with the commission people.
Oh, and then
that's an unforgivable mistake too.
Oh,
I mean, referees make mistakes,
but that's a really bad mistake.
Like, first of all, if that was a pay per view.
Well, people
want
their money
back.
Right, I want to see the fight.
That's the last 10 seconds. You just decided.
You bought a ticket that night to the fight. You want the money back. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You just cut off 10 seconds of the last round where the most action was happening?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Guys, hold on for his life?
And then, honestly, that network goes and they try to, like.
Like, try to what? Go! Spit it out!
Shut up!
Spit it out!
Today, Junior. No, they try to like create like a diversion, and they Pat Russell served in the military. What the fuck does that have to do with
it? Who cares what he did?
That was 100 years ago.
Yeah.
What was he in?
No,
fucking,
he's only 67.
Yeah. All right. So what was he? Vietnam or fucking what?
It's even worse.
Honestly,
it doesn't matter.
Honestly,
he doesn't belong doing what he's doing now.
The problem with referees when they fuck up this badly is they never admit they're wrong. Like, I thought I heard a bell, and that was it. In that case, buddy, you probably should have just went with your first instinct, which was stop the fight and then say, you know what? I thought he was really badly hurt. I stopped the fight. Like, in that regard, if you're going to go with you're never wrong, you might as well go with the first one.
Tim Bradley would have got fucked.
Yeah, it's easier.
I would have made a few dollars.
It's easier to explain. Because otherwise, say you're wrong. Otherwise, right. say you were wrong. Right. You're not going to say you were wrong, then go with the stoppage instead. Because the stoppage is easier to explain. And it's easier to bullshit. It's easier to give that bullshit answer when it's a stoppage. You know what? Like Richard Steele without Meldrick Taylor. You know what? I didn't think he could continue. Chavez, there's no way he would have made it across the ring to hit him again. But you know what? It doesn't matter. I didn't think he could continue. You know what? Go with that one because that one's always easier to explain. Because 25 years later, there's still morons out there that think Richard Steele made the right decision to stop the fight. So let's. Yeah, why don't you right. just go with that one? Pat right. Russell actually went with the other one. He went with the, I thought I heard a bell, and I'm still right, even though there was no bell, which is totally incomprehensible in my mind. Now I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to go one further. Okay? This one has nothing to do with the ref, though. And this doesn't make anything right or wrong from Pat Russell. We've already explained how we feel about that decision what Pat Russell made in the fight, but Jesse Vargas hurts Tim Bradley. Watch the fight. Watch it again, and he hurts Tim Bradley. Tim Bradley goes half the circumference of the ring around the ring. Jesse chases him the whole time instead of cutting off the ring. Now, none of the commentators made this point. This is a very, very big point. It was missed by everybody. If Jesse cuts the ring off on Tim instead of chasing him around, it's not going to take half the circumference of the ring to catch him. He's going to catch up to him in half the time and try to finish him off, which means he may get off some key punches before the 10-second tap, okay? And looking back, that 10-second tap made all the difference. Now, I'm not saying this makes it right or wrong what Pat Russell did. I'm giving you a different perspective of it. If Jesse cuts off the ring on Tim in that moment, he catches up to him before the 10-second tap, meaning he can get off some very violent punches at Tim before that 10-second tap. And then the 10-second tap comes, and then, you know, maybe Pat Russell stops the fight. If Jesse lands another big shot, Pat Russell can jump in and stop the fight instead of Pat Russell jumping in and saying he thought he heard a bell. Again, you're never going to know, but this is why you got to have your fundamentals correct all the time. In any little situation in the ring, fundamentals go a long way. The ring has to get cut off in that moment. The ring gets, I understand it's an emotional moment. You just hurt your opponent. Oh my God, I'm behind in the fight. I can end this right now. Let me go after him. But watch that replay again. Jesse hurts him. Tim goes half of the circumference of the ring around before Jesse finally gets to him by chasing him. If Jesse just cuts him off, he catches him in half the time.
And
maybe something different happens.
And then, you know, by cutting him off,
you force Tim to try to go the other way, right. I don't even know if he can go the other
or
way at
you
that point.
Trap
he's stumbling.
Right.
Or you trap him and hit him. Yeah. Whatever. Whatever it is, something good would have happened for Jesse if he cuts the ring off there.
A couple things. Would Tim have been better off taking a knee, or the fight might have been close at that point, so you don't know, right?
I don't think...
Looking back,
he's not the
that
type to take a knee,
and in that moment, you're not really thinking about it, you know? Right. Like, it's hard to say you should take a knee in the moment, because it's hard to get into the mind of a fighter in that particular situation and say, I'm going to take a knee so I can survive the round. I don't know if it goes through your mind. Maybe holding goes through your mind.
If there was more time in the round, maybe. Yeah. If he got hit again, maybe... Yeah.
Now, Max mentioned that
Russell didn't stop the fight at the 10-second tap, maybe.
Max said he thought it was a 10-8 round at last round. I didn't think so. I thought Bradley was winning most of the round until the end, and he didn't go down. Would you give him a 10-8 for that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Right, because I thought Bradley was winning the round, I thought. I was curious. I remember him saying that. It doesn't matter anyway.
You're right. But that's like a sympathy 10-8 round. You know, we could give him a 10-8 for that.
Vargas has gotten a lot of decisions go his way in his previous fights, so it's almost like, you know.
Well, someone's been Lopez doing their research.
Well, I've been paying attention, you know?
Yeah.
I got to keep up with you guys.
Sure.
Did you guys watch Easy Money yet?
No.
God, I missed Easy Money again. Can we get it? The problem is, you know, I'll tell you what the problem is, bro.
That's not on
you
TV.
Can't, yeah. You can't, like, rent movies anymore. You can't go to, like, Blockbuster Video or something, or your local, like, corner store, video store, and just, like, rent movies. Those had the best old movies. Those had all the old movies, bro.
True.
Now they give you this Netflix bullshit where they pick and choose what movies you're allowed to order. Like, there's no options for all the good classic movies there. They're not there. It's like America is subtly trying to brainwash the population by not letting them see certain movies.
Here we go.
It's crazy. Bro, none of the classic old movies. You try to find The Bronx Tale on Netflix. You gonna find it? I had to order a Bronx Tale. It took like months to find it online somewhere. We had to order it from England. All right? Because we couldn't find the movie. Okay? They just eliminate certain movies. There's no trace of them. That's it. They're gone. So like to find this movie, you can't just go to go to Netflix and go to Easy Money. You gotta actually do your research and look all over.
Gotta
and then
it.
There's an option to order it. Like you think you found it, like Bronx Tale. You know how many times we thought we found Bronx Tale? Then you go to click to order it. No, not available. Not available. So even those other sites
no,
where
they had it on tape. Remember?
They had it on tape. I think you got the one on
they
tape,
had
right?
It on VHS.
How many movies? Like it made me never want to go through the process again. Now to find Easy Money, I probably got to go through this process again.
I think I have DVD.
Yeah. I want my own copy though, Seth. All you know right. What? Can I? Am I allowed to own my own movie collection the way people used to do in the back in the day?
Let me borrow it.
You know.
But we're gonna try to find a copy as well.
Seriously. Yeah. Ridiculous.
It's a classic.
Ridiculous. Like, you think like technology moves
you
things
just,
ahead.
Yo, you just Derek Jeter'd that into the pail. That was
why is
like
it
the
Derek
flip,
Jeter?
It's the a, flip.
Oh, Derek Jeter.
The flip.
The flip.
Against the Athletics. Come on, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That was great.
Anyway.
Chains
yeah, but we are changing the subject, bro. I'm making a point here. I'm making a point. You
go ahead, Scorsese.
You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? You understand?
Now you can't leave.
Now you can't
leave. Yeah, now we can't leave this conversation that he's having.
No, you start your second podcast. It's going to be Paulie Malignaggi, Conspiracy Theories.
This guy. Oh, bro.
That's like, I'm right, though. I'm right.
Like when we were talking about the two guys that escaped.
Everybody
before.
Wants to believe the world is all
this
rosy.
Guy,
get the fuck out of here, bro.
This guy.
I'm right,
you know,
with these
it's one
theories.
Thing to understand that there's a lot of conspiracies that, you know, listen, I believe that. The government doesn't let us know everything, obviously.
Of course.
The government doesn't let us know anything. Not everything.
He believes everything is false. He's like too much on the other side. You know what I mean?
It is, bro.
Everything.
It is.
Everything's a work.
It is, bro.
They're working
every government, like every
if
government
they said,
brainwashes their population.
If they said
America's
that,
no different.
If they said that those two guys that were like captured or killed, like
because he was
if,
common
shut
sense,
shut
with those two guys, use common sense.
If they
come
said
on,
that,
if, yeah, they had an army. They just escaped jail. They had an army of an arsenal. They had an arsenal.
If
there.
They said,
yeah.
If they
had machine
said that
guns,
the guy,
machete, Uzis, machete. But come on, bro.
If they
common
said
sense.
That those guys like took, a
you
shit,
remember the movie Where No
took
Angels?
A shit in the woods. He would be like. They took a shit in the woods. They just escaped jail. You think they're gonna go and shit in the woods? Get out of here. Get out of here.
This guy's really gonna go there. But you ever remember the movie Where No Angels? Remember
Sean Penn?
Robert De Niro and Sean Penn? Come on, another classic movie. Guys out there, watch Where No Angels. Robert De Niro and Sean Penn. Another classic movie.
I gotta be honest
school.
With you.
You didn't see it?
I saw it. I don't remember it like that.
Bro,
you know, the
they were.
Remember.
That's why you think the escaped convicts had an arsenal instead of what they really had, which was nothing. When We're No Angels, Sean Penn and De Niro were escaped convicts. They become priests
right.
to try to, you know, mingle into the little town to try to escape the border to Canada. Coincidentally, these guys were trying to go to Canada as well. So,
it's nice
watch that movie. They're not picking up an arsenal of guns anywhere. They're not looking to get an army together and with Uzis and machine guns. They just want to cross the border. That's all they want to do. They don't want to talk to anybody. They don't want to know anybody. They're trying to disguise themselves as priests so that they can go across the border peacefully. Watch Where No Angels. You'll get a different perspective of this escape of the last 2 weeks from these other guys who were upstate.
You know who didn't want to cross the border? The Fugitive.
The Fugitive. That's another classic movie.
That movie.
Fugitive. Harrison.
One of my favorites.
You brought up a movie
as
an example.
I know I brought up a movie as an example. I know, and it's not necessarily real life. But
that's
a fucking dumb
example. When
no,
you could've, when you could have brought up...
Go ahead.
The Italian guy that went to Brazil.
Oh, Scotty. Pasquale Scotty, yeah.
Scotty.
So when I was in England, I was watching the news one night when I was in England a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about how an escaped Andragata mafia, mafioso from Naples, from the Andragata mafia. It's one of the clans of the mainland Italy, one of their mafias. Very powerful. And he escaped. He was arrested...
Argentina?
And he was in Italy, and he escaped the hospital. I think he was in the hospital. He had been shot by the cops when they arrested him. So he escaped the hospital. He escaped the hospital in like 1980. What the fuck are you doing, Pete? What are we doing?
Tell a story.
I don't know. I'm telling a story. You at least listen when I talk.
I'm listening. I'm scratching my balls.
Yeah. So we're I'm watching the news, and this guy escapes the hospital. He had like an accomplice that in the inside, kind of like these guys in jail. They had the lady on the inside who helped them get out. Escapes the hospital. It's like 1985, 1986, bro. Okay, he escapes the hospital. He's gonna also go to jail. He has a lot of murders under his under his resume, or whatever. You know, he's really wanted it. Armed and dangerous. All this bullshit.
Big time guy.
Meantime, when you escape, you're not armed and dangerous. You're not anything. You know what I mean? When you're escaping, you don't want to know anybody, which is the whole point I'm making. This guy had a lot of murders under his belt, but he was just trying to escape. He escaped. Went to Brazil. Started a whole new family. Got his whole new life. Changed his name. Got married. Had kids. They had no idea of his old identity. Interpol just captured him 3 weeks ago.
You know you guys told this story already on the podcast.
We did?
Yeah.
We did, huh? So why are you telling me to tell the story again?
No, but wait.
This guy, the memory of an elephant that he always says he's a memory of an elephant.
You're bringing up a stupid movie. If anything, that's the story.
It's a good story,
actually
though.
Makes sense, though. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it makes sense. Because I'm right. But it's common sense.
It's got his edge, man.
Even if Pasquale Scotti didn't happen, I'd still believe what I believe because I put myself into an escape convict's mind and I'd say, where the fuck am I getting an arsenal of weapons? I'm trying to avoid anybody who can report me to the authorities. If I'm an escapee, I'm trying to get across the border. Just like everybody else tries to.
Don't put yourself in anybody else's mind. You have trouble being in your own mind.
This guy's unbelievable. Okay.
You have trouble chewing gum and walking at the same time.
Help me out over here, people. Seriously. Tell everybody at home, gotta know I'm right. I mean, I know you guys have more common sense than Peter and Seth over here today.
This is like an old married couple.
See,
I'm sitting with.
You into this.
That's okay. I don't mind.
What's your take on it?
I agree with him.
He threw you under the bus just now. Like,
like I'm nothing. I'm a piece of trash.
You're a piece of garbage.
Yeah, I'm a garbage.
He's garbage.
Yeah.
Stay away from the garbage.
Treats me like a sparring partner that I don't know how to fight. Just get out of here. Yeah. You're not helping me. Get out of here.
Kid, you bother me.
You bother me. Hey, so what other fights are coming up? What do you got? What do we got?
What do we got? Well, this weekend we got 4th of July. You know what I'm doing on 4th of July?
Lighting up firecrackers?
Well, can't really do firecrackers.
Don't do MMAs.
Legally.
Yeah.
No.
Don't hurt
legally.
Yourself.
We can do the illegal ones.
Firecrackers.
So everybody knows those, yeah. Okay, so this weekend there's everybody knows if you watch ESPN on 4th of July, what happens?
Oh, the hot dog eating contest.
Oh,
yes.
Boom.
Joey Chestnut.
On ESPN. Being that my fight is on ESPN, they're going to make me do like a promo where I'm going to the hot dog eating contest.
You can't have
I'm
any.
Do like a, training. Unfortunately, I can't have any.
Training.
I do like Nathan's hot dogs. But.
Everybody likes Nathan. And the fries. How good are the fries?
Come on, dude. I'm making weight. Come on, Seth. Seriously.
Sorry.
Like, I'm trying to eat a couple of pistachios. Keep myself, you know. So, I'm meeting Joey Chestnut Saturday.
That's nice.
That's cool.
The hot dog eating contest. Hopefully it doesn't rain. Gonna do a little photo op, a little, promo thing going on.
I like that.
Hopefully it's before he eats 100 hot dogs. I don't want that on his breath, you know, when I meet him. But he's the champ, the hot dog eating champion. And I'm an ex-boxing champion. Champion, as the old school ring announcers used to call, right?
Champion. Champion.
And so we're doing a little meet and greet there on Saturday. So it should be pretty cool. I've never actually attended the hot dog eating contest. I've watched on television. Always amazes me. Because you actually have to be in shape to win the hot dog eating contest. Isn't that amazing? Like, you never think of those guys being in shape.
You know what's amazing? He also holds a bunch of other records, I remember.
But Jet, Seth, I'm making a point. You guys are on a roll today. Like, I'm trying to make a point, and you guys are just cutting me off left and right. I'm trying to make a point. Okay. What I'm trying to say is you have to be in shape to win any of those food eating contests. You know why? Because you can't breathe when you're constantly eating. You have to, like, snarf it down or scarf it down, whatever the word is, and just constantly put another one in your mouth and scarf it down. All right.
The guy's old. What he does is he puts wieners in his mouth all day.
All right, so. Yeah. So
he's great.
Hold on. Right. You can't really breathe. So if you're like the fat guy who's like sweating, I always think as a kid, like, man, the fat guy's going to win everything, man.
Never.
The fat guy's out of shape. He can't breathe. He has to like stop eating for a couple of seconds to take a couple of deep breaths and then keep going. By the time that happens, you're like 10 hot dogs behind already.
Yeah, of course.
You want to hear some of these records he has?
Go ahead.
Sick. Deep fried asparagus eating championship. He ate 12.8 pounds of deep fried asparagus in 10 minutes.
What?
12.8 pounds of deep-fried asparagus
that
in 10 minutes.
Gross, dude.
Pork ribs, 13.76 pounds of pork rib meat in 12 minutes.
Now you know why I want to meet him before the contest?
Steak,
4.5
pounds of steak plus sides in 8 minutes and 52 seconds.
Where'd they go? Where you get that?
Wikipedia?
Where did they get that kind of steak,
Seth? Oh, my man. No, wait. Now he's representing the juice. 78 matzo balls in 8 minutes. That's right, my man. I love it. What?
What? Smell that?
Oh, you like?
Oh, dude!
No, I didn't get it,
bro. Yeah. What do you mean you didn't get it? Oh, bro, I'm choking. I'm dying.
What happened? That's good.
Let me out!
No, that's good for you. Come on. Go sit down. Come on.
At least the fan's not on.
Oh, put the fan on. These guys got to get some.
Come on,
nah,
dude.
This is seriously good for you. This like, is good for you.
Petey Farkas.
We're locked in this studio until the show's over, bro. Come on.
It's like a hyperbaric chamber.
What? I'm making weight.
Exactly.
I'm going to throw up over here.
He's going to help you. He's a team player.
Oh, come on, dude.
To hit these guys? No, any guys getting that? I didn't get any.
Sure?
I didn't get any.
Seth, I'm coming over to you.
Yeah, come over. Bring the mic with you.
If you didn't get any. Oh, bro, it's over.
Oh, here. Now I'm getting it. It's got a hit of that now.
Yeah, that's.
Bro, I thought it was like, I was looking at you like. Like, are you serious? And then you start, like, telling me, again.
I thought you had a problem with Jews for a second. I was like, what's the matter with Jews?
Yeah, you know, right when you're giving your people a big up, this guy does that.
78 matzo balls.
Yeah,
that's how great. About that? How about that?
I felt like I ate some matzo balls. That's what came
All right,
out.
So you're going to the hot dog eating contest. That's awesome.
That'll be on Saturday. There's no boxing this weekend, so basically that's the championship
event. No boxing?
Event.
This is the first time since we started this show there hasn't been boxing on the weekend. Yeah.
Well, the championship event still, the hot dog eating contest, is to be taken seriously.
There is a belt.
Think about that.
4th of July.
Think
about there is a belt. You're right.
First it's a big time. Holiday, 4th of July, right?
If Peter doesn't kill me in this office, that's until.
Come on, that's good that stuff. Smell. Think about that for a second. 4th of July, big holiday. That's usually why they don't have fights. Other than that, like you said, this is like the first podcast where there hasn't been a fight.
Boxing's been hot, man.
Boxing's dead? On what fucking planet?
Be careful of what you say, because if you take out the question mark when you say boxing's dead, it's like a statement instead of a question mark. And you remember
someone's gonna
and
quote
my cousin
you.
Vinny when what's his name said I shot the clerk.
Yeah. At what point? I shot the clerk.
Okay, so you yes, be careful because it can point? Be taken out of context.
No,
the way you said
I'm asking
dead,
the
make
fucking
sure people
question
know you're
here.
Asking a question and you're not making
boxing
a statement because it can be taken
dead?
Out of context.
In what planet? To me, it seems like UFC's going downhill.
Oh, come on. What do we got to compare?
Pick on everybody.
I like,
well, listen.
I like the any kind of combat. Come on. No, I'm not going to pick on UFC.
Listen.
Or Bellator. MMA.
No. I watch
love,
it all. I watch it all.
There. Big shout out to Showtime Pettis. We were hanging out with him a few weeks ago.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And his brother
awesome.
Sergio.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Did Paulie see the Pitbull punch that we talked about?
Did he see the Pitbull punch?
Probably not.
No.
Wow. Bellator last week.
Was,
we talked about
working.
It.
No, he was working.
This guy hit the pro. He's dead to rights, and he landed a left. Perfect left hook and knocked the guy out.
The Brazilian Pitbull.
Mm-hmm. Patricio Pitbull, or his name is. Yeah, something
out,
like that.
Like, out on his feet.
Saved by the bell in the first
Saved
round.
Saved by the bell. Mm-hmm. They're trying to ice him, do everything they can. Mm-hmm. He's got the minute to recover, whatever. He comes out, still shaky.
Getting beat up again.
They're getting hit. He's trying to survive. Trying to survive. Left hook. Boom!
Like a gun.
Fight's over.
And you're going to criticize guys like that?
No, I'm not criticizing.
You're criticizing UFC.
Yeah. They're going. Listen, they were at an all-time high a
True.
Few years ago, and they were criticizing boxing.
Not all of them.
That piece. No,
I don't,
when I say UFC,
you gotta mean you gotta.
No. Dana White. Dana White.
Sports.
I'm not talking about the fighters, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Dana White. Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm not talking about the fighters, dude. Don't. What are you, a media guy now? You're gonna take my stuff out of context?
I'm just saying we don't want anybody at home to misinterpret us when we're talking.
So why don't we?
Out of line yourself.
Yeah.
Of, you're a little out of line yourself.
You just dropped one of your nuts.
A little out of line yourself. Listen.
Keep him here.
Yeah. Keep him here. Bought his button. A fake old tough guy.
Oh, that was nice. Nice shot.
I just got hit with a nut on my head.
That wasn't the first time.
Oh! Boom!
Actually,
look who
it
gets
was.
It back.
I better be quiet. Oh. I'll start farting again.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
No, I got something for you.
Yeah, I'm sure you do,
with
Brooklyn.
With your fucking plaid shirts all the time. Now you got your fucking pink on.
Leave me alone.
Get to the point. What were you saying?
I'm working here.
Dana White was always sitting there saying, oh, boxing's dead. Boxing's dead. We're up here. Guess what, bro? Who's the highest paid athlete in the world?
Floyd Mayweather.
Correct.
Correct.
For how many years?
You gotta say it like that.
Many.
Correct.
At least eight.
At least eight.
Something like that.
And
since Oscar fight.
The two top guys this year is Floyd and Pacquiao. And it's just all for one fight.
Thank you.
I want to thank Stop Philippine.
That's just off of one fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Tell Dana White to suck it.
Oh, okay. Don't hold back. This is uncensored. Don't hold back. Tell us how you really feel.
Him. He makes like he's a boxing fan. If he was a boxing fan, he wouldn't say half of the shit he says.
Yeah.
He's a jerk off.
That's a little strong.
Tell us how you really feel.
He's holding back today, right? He's like he's all politically correct and really sensitive. Feel? Yeah.
He makes like he's a black belt too. Oh, I roll around with the guys.
Do you want to challenge him now? Do you want to challenge him to a fight?
I'll headbutt him in his bald head.
Okay. I'd pay to see that.
But I love the fighters. I respect them.
You watch it. You support the sport.
Absolutely. Yeah. I buy every pay-per-view.
But you're talking like an asshole now. If you want to hear from an asshole.
I'll fight.
Don't give me any ideas. Come on.
All right. We don't want to hear from that then.
Got Petey Ass Blast and Pauly Pistachio over here.
I order every pay-per-view, UFC, boxing, everything.
You didn't order BKB this past weekend.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Shane Mosley's son won first round knockout.
I heard, yeah.
We're going to try to get Vivian on BKB because he's begging for fights. Maybe we can get him on BKB, no?
That would be nice.
Vivian Harris. We'll make some calls. Vivian, see? We're looking out for you still. We didn't forget about you.
Oh, it started up again.
Stop trying to fight me. I'm not going to take a pay cut to fight you, dude.
But yeah, we'll try to get him on there.
Yeah.
That would be nice for him. He actually, he's a pretty good
puncher. I mean, Vivian's 3-1 in his last 4 fights. Yeah. BKB's good for him.
He's got a name. That's what BKB looks for.
Who wants to see Vivian Harris on BKB?
Yeah.
Everybody tweet him. Let him know.
BKB.
We're going to try to make that happen for him. Because before all the trash talking, we were always good friends with Vivian. So that's actually a good idea.
It's
you,
just
you
Twitter.
You came up with that idea.
Yeah, and I figured, you know, they want, like, ex-big names that are trying to revamp and reestablish themselves.
And you know some people
into that
in
category.
The business.
Yeah.
What else we got?
What
you
else
guys good?
Got is right. Now, how long have we been talking over here?
Enough?
Long enough.
What about,
this
Copa America?
Copa America! Pete! Boom!
Chile! Chile!
Chile. Last night.
Chile!
He had them. But except what else did you have over the weekend that really
puts
your arm in
the
leg?
Fuck
he only talks about his winners. He got absolutely disgraced and hammered with that Paraguay-Brazil game. Took Brazil in every way he could.
Uh-oh. All right.
Spit. Made him just want him to spit on the floor.
Clay.
I just spit on Neymar's name.
Neymar wasn't playing.
I know, exactly. No, but also this weekend was my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you, man.
I did send you a birthday
unlike
text.
Unlike past birthdays, it wasn't as crazy.
No, but it was a good time. And you know what?
Did you guys hang out?
Yeah, we had fun. You know what it is? It's like a ritual. Paulie always takes me out for my birthday.
Aw.
It happens.
He's softy.
The way it works out is my sister's boyfriend, Jay, his birthday is June 27th. Mine's
shout
the 28th.
Out to Jay.
Yeah, big
Jay.
He's a monster of a dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Big Jay?
He was a Marine. He's a corrections officer at Reading Prison. He came into town, my nephew, my godson. They came
Listen,
in for
man,
the weekend.
Nephew.
His birthday's the 27th, mine's the 28th. And Paulie took us out. But obviously, I mean, Paulie's not a drinker anyway, but because Paulie's in camp, you know, he just took us out. We got all set up. He stood for an hour. He left. You missed out on like
Vinny from Jersey Shore was there
Vinny,
too.
Yeah, Vinny Guadagnino.
Big shout out to Vinny.
Vinny Guadagnino.
We gotta get him on the show, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny's a cool dude, man. Vinny came out
for his birthday too.
Our boy Gerald always sets us up nice. You missed out on the good stuff after you left.
I left early, guys. Main camp.
I just love how we have a VIP table. And we shared it with another table who was friends of friends. The three or four girls just ended up coming in our area.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually what they do, right? The hot girls come to hang out to VIPs, get some free drinks.
No, that's the problem. The hot girls are welcome.
Of course.
Even though I'm engaged, just come.
Hang out.
Yeah. Linebackers? They played offensive tackle for the Ravens or something?
Refrigerator Perry.
Dragons?
Yeah. Refrigerator Perry was there, and they had their same drink for like 3 hours. Like they literally were standing there, they're dancing, and I'm like, it was already crowded.
And
you
when
saw
Pete
the,
has a few drinks. He's very
I didn't
he's
say
very outspoken.
I didn't
as
say
opposed
anything.
To now.
I didn't say,
didn't
no,
say
no, no, no. I didn't say anything.
Wow.
No.
Whoa.
No.
How old are you now?
Back in the day, you would have let them have.
Oh yeah, of course.
Well, now that he's older, he's got class.
Well,
now.
You know what it is. I
got his fiance
my fiance's there.
Arguments.
something goes down, she'll get trampled over. And
Go ahead, go for it. What would happen? So what happened?
Yeah. They're just sitting there, and like I said, how do you just go in? And my girl goes to me, babe, who are those girls? I said, I don't know. I'm sitting on a couch. I'm drinking bullshit, and you know. She goes, they would ask to leave before. I said, really? I said, so this is round two for them? She goes, yeah. So they're hanging out. And I'm like, why is it never three hot broads? You know, like, and they're just sitting there dancing. Like, nobody's talking to you. Nobody's dancing with
you. I missed
you.
The festivities.
Yeah.
And Vinny. Me and Vinny had left by him.
Yeah.
Because Vinny left with me.
Yeah, you guys left together. And I'm like, how do you have the audacity to just go in there and make like you're in that area? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. I could never
do
that.
So what'd you do?
Nothing. They ended up, eventually, it's like a dog. You ignore them, they go away, you know? They just ended up leaving after like, I don't know, 25 minutes maybe. But they were just sitting there drinking. They had the one drink with
at least they weren't grubbing off your bottles.
I think they knew better than that.
Yeah, they knew. Because then you would have let them have
it. Oh, yeah. No.
Not if they were hot, though. If they were hot, they could have...
Of course.
Actually, if anybody asks nicely, that's you might
so
even
like,
say yes,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, like sexist, sure. Right? It's all like... What's the word? But it's true. What are you going to do?
It's real life. No, but I bet the...
In a club, you want attractive people around you. What do you want to do?
But if you had ugly girls that ask you real nicely, hey, do you mind? Maybe you'd say yes.
Right.
But they just try to be all sneaky about it.
I didn't pay for it.
I'm glad my drinks were going to real good use.
Hey, my brother. Little Jay was having a blast. What nice. The hell was he drinking?
Wait, what was he drinking?
He drinks Captain Coke.
Yeah.
But they had a different kind of... Like, okay. They didn't have Captain Morgan. Like,
that's Mother Spiced Rum.
It's some other... I never even heard of it. But I just said, whatever that is, bring it over for him. Yeah. I said, I'll go to
bring
the bar.
Bring it over.
I said, I'll go to the bar and then I'll do some shots.
It's like a piece of charcoal.
Bring it over.
Anyway. All right. So that's a wrap for the week.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to wrap it up. I'm going to give a big shout out to the Diamond Pavilion for the new chain I got.
Heavy.
Big shout out to Bobby Azad and Azad Watches, which we're coming over to the store podcast right now. Check out some watches.
Hey.
And DraftKings.com, PAULIEM. Use my promo code and make some savings. What else we got? Anything else we got to
U.S. Women's.
U.S. Women's are doing good. They're playing Germany tonight.
Semi-final.
Dominic is actually going up there.
Is he?
Yeah, he's going up there to watch the game.
Cool.
He's going to party up in Montreal.
Nice.
Big shout out to my Canadian friends. Big shout out to my boy Dominic going to support the U.S. women against Germany. It's a big game tonight. Copa America, Argentina versus Paraguay.
Woo!
Well, gotta get done with the gym. We gotta get to the gym quick.
And
so
Saturday,
I can watch that
game. Saturday's the final.
The finals on Saturday on 4th of July. Yes, sir. We're done for this week. Holy Malinaji, Peter Card, Seth Nyman, Brooklyn to the world.
Yahtzee. Correct.